Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Hybrid Jazz is a vision of all that is jazz, both traditional and contemporary, domestic and global. Here's your host, Trish Hennessy.
Well, welcome. Thank you so much, Dave Solomon, for that wonderful introduction. Just love to hear his voice. It's always so comforting. Oh, what a day, what a show this is going to be. Daoud Saeed in the background there with his custom intro, little tune called Mainstream. Saw Daoud last night, part of the house band at Big Easy. Everybody had a good time, a packed house. We have so much great music for you today, and what a guest. Are you ready? Are you really ready for Wallace Roney? Coming up next hour. In the meantime, a little local flavor, some legends in the making, and we're going to get to one of Baltimore's most fabulous legends, Billie Holiday. How's that sound for a way to open the show? She wanted to have strings on this arrangement so badly, she told her record label, please, let's do this. And they caved to her because it was Billie Holiday. The tune is called Lover Man, and you are listening to Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Thanks so much for being there. Now tell the truth. Was that the perfect song to hear just about now? Of course it was. Actually, this is the truth. I love that song by Boney James from his 2006 release called Shine. It's already good, but what makes it even better is that little keyboard solo from George Duke. I just have to find an excuse to play George Duke whenever possible. The Total Experience is the name of that song. Also on the CD, tracks that feature Dwele, Philip Bailey, and George Benson, among a few. Really well-rounded CD. Really like that a lot. Boney James. Man, you know what? It's going to take a while. When I think of him, I think of that accident he was in last year. He was coming back from a gig. I can imagine what his wife must have endured. She was on the phone with him. He was on the car. And a guy who was drunk came at him from the back, full force. Thankfully, Boney didn't have a whole lot that was permanent. Of course, facial lacerations, and he got some other injuries. But can you imagine, honey, and then a scream probably. Woo! So he is so on the mend. It took him a few months to recover, but he's doing really well. Matter of fact, he's going to be in Phoenix at the Desert Ridge Jazz Fest on October 16th. A Sunday birthday for me this year, and everything is happening that day. Boney just played at the Keswick in my hometown of Philly, and he did really well. People are clamoring for him to come back really soon. His new CD is called Contact, doing real well on the contemporary jazz charts. Now, on the other end of the spectrum, Ted Nash. The track you heard after Billie Holiday was called Picasso, from his 8th CD, Portrait in 7 Shades. Now, this show is called Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy for a reason, because we like to run the gamut. Ted Nash is one of these guys. He has it in his blood. His dad is trombonist Dick Nash. His uncle is a swing sax man. Ted is a jazz composer, saxophonist. Actually, he's a multi-instrumentalist, performer, arranger, educator, and conductor, as in Jazz at Lincoln Center, as in part of the Jazz Composers Collective. Now, the CD is all about being inspired by master painters, Chagall, Dali, Matisse, Monet, Pollock, and Van Gogh, along with Picasso. So every time I hear something that is indicative of Ted Nash's work, I'm so intrigued now, because he's got a foot in the old and a foot in the new. And if you want to know more, go to Ted Nash, N as in Nancy, ASH.com, and learn more. Billie Holiday, what can I tell you? You'll find Loverman on a few different kinds of compilations. The interesting thing is, and I didn't know until today, that particular song was recorded on October the 4th, 1944. So that's just a couple of days away. Now, I know we're going to hear this on the archives, and the dates won't make any sense, but it was really exciting to see that today. Toots Camerata arranged and conducted that particular arrangement of Loverman, and Billie had a quote here. She said to a record company, and they were giving her some flack about it, she said, "People don't understand the kind of fight it takes to record what you want to record the way you want to record it. Some things have not changed." We're going to continue with more local flavor. Billie Holiday had Philadelphia roots and Baltimore roots. Now here's a gentleman who has Baltimore roots decidedly, Buddy Jordan, buddy of mine, as a matter of fact, who plays the bass. Something from his Did Somebody Say Bass CD that came out a couple of years ago. Just love his take on this classic little sunflower. Gonna let you hear that, and don't forget, Wallace Roney comes your way 3 o'clock this afternoon, actually next hour. Check it out. Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy continues. Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy.
by the love. Hanging on, we push and shove. Possession is the motivation that is hanging up the goddamn nation. Looks like we always end up in a rut. Everybody now trying to make it real compared to what. Killing hogs, twisted children are killing folks, poor dumb rednecks rolling along, tired old ladies kissing dogs. I hate the human love of that stinking mud. I can't use it, trying to make it real compared to what. Come on, baby. Just what it's for. Nobody gives us a rhyme or reason. Half a one doubt, they call it treason. We're chicken feathers all the way out one gut. God damn it, I'm trying to make it real compared to what. Sleep and nod, trying to duck the wrath of God. Preachers filling us with fright. They all trying to teach us what they think is right. They really got to be some kind of nut. I can't use it, trying to make it real compared to what. Where's that honey? Where's my God and where's my money? Unreal values, a crass distortion. Unwed mothers need abortion. Kind of brings to my old young king cut. He did it now, trying to make it real compared to what. Thank you.
Let's just let that trail out till the last finger-licking good second there. One of the most exciting sounds from 1969, recorded in June of that year at the Montreux Jazz Festival in Switzerland. The Les McCann Trio, featuring Eddie Harris, Benny Bailey on trumpet, who was a little stumped and kept following Eddie Harris's lead because he was not familiar with the song at that moment. But you know what? It all contributed to the greatness. It wasn't one of those polished to a gilt sheen songs. It was rough and rowdy and raggedy and perfect. Les McCann, Eddie Harris, compared to what? From Swiss Movement. Woo, Lord, that was good. Some keys, some sax, we were jamming. And I just love the stories that I hear Les McCann in regard to Eddie Harris, who passed away in November of 1996. Les is still with us, God bless him. He just turned 76 on the 23rd of September. But there's one story that I heard I have to pass along. This is so cool. Apparently, Eddie had this ritual, especially when he was on tour. And all the guys knew his family. His wife was devoted. Eddie was fluent in German. And he would read when they were on tour, if they were in Germany, wherever they were, these magazines and the newspapers. And Eddie would keep up on who had died. So they would tease him about, hey, Eddie, how many sax players died this year? Oh, I can't believe it, 16. Oh, my God, isn't that a doggone shame? So his wife would always have this comeback. And she was just so cool. She was omnipresent with him so much of the time, and she would say, aren't you glad that you're a drummer then? I mean, one of the consummate sax men, one of the most beloved figures in jazz, and the pairing of Les and Eddie together was just a marriage made in heaven. Scott Paddock we heard from, with Eric Scott on vocals. Scott Paddock from his CD, Another Day, title track there. Scott, known in the Baltimore area for his saxophone playing. This is from 2007. More about him, PADDOCK at scottpaddock.com. Eric Scott, let me tell you, why this guy is not an international star, I have no idea. The vocals on that track, and he's got three albums on his own. The latest is called Red. And the title track is so significant. You got to delve into his background. He talks about growing up as a biracial kid, and he gets very poignant. The whole album's not down, certainly. There's some happy tunes, but you know that you're doing something right. If you share the stage with B.B. King, Ray Charles, Keb Moe, James Brown, ericscottmusic.com. Find out more. He's got quite a future, I sure hope. Buddy Jordan, we heard from to start the set. Such good bass playing there on Little Sunflower. Now, I have to tell you that the personnel on that particular track, Ollie Wright, she is one of the coolest keyboardists in the region. Little Sunflower, of course, a song by Freddie Hubbard. We heard Buddy on electric bass, Will Allen on drums, who was cranking it out last night at the Big Easy. It was so nice to see Will. Really nice little package here. The Buddy Jordan Project, Did Somebody Say Bass? Buddy, also from Baltimore, and just real neat to know that he honed his craft not only listening to some local greats in jazz, but loved the classic ones, Miles and Charlie Parker, Coltrane, Weather Report, Herbie Hancock. You can tell all those little influences. It's really nice. And I have to make mention on the Scott Paddock CD, one of the key elements that made this such a nice project is that all the songs were co-written by Scott Paddock and Nathaniel Crockett Wilkie, who was one of those keyboardists that was revered in this area and beyond. He played with Patti LaBelle for a long time, passed away a few years ago, and folks miss him a lot. We've got such a wonderful guest coming up at the top of the hour, and that's coming soon. We spoke about Miles Davis, and this particular gentleman coming up is one of those folks who is in a rare situation. It's not every day that you hear that a great person in jazz who changed the face a few times over, a legend, took somebody under his wing and tutored and nurtured, had been a friend, had done so much, even given Wallace Roney one of his trumpets. Just an amazing set of stories, some of which I'm sure Wallace can tell, some he cannot. Okay. I think we all know some of the stories about Miles Davis. It's all right. We're going to turn our attention right now back to Baltimore. Good friends, Buddy Jordan, who you heard a little while ago, and Isaac Parham. Now, here I am mentioning the Big Easy. I get a commission from this again, but I have to say to you that Isaac, also on sax, that you're going to hear with a Yolanda Adams song, by the way, Isaac is part of the house band at the Big Easy, and he is one of the reasons for why that place is growing on a week-to-week basis. He's just incredible. You'll hear for yourself. He's got on his particular website, which is Isaac S. Parham, Parham.com, the means to get this CD. See if you like this. This is Open Up My Heart on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Enjoy. Hathaway's voice when she is into her element and believes with all her heart, there is nobody really like her. And I think you can ask Joe Sample about that and Kirk Whalum. From the Gospel According to Jazz 3, he's been just that good. To have seen this woman do that show live, to have heard that performance, I was a bucket. All right, I belonged in one, that's for sure. Just amazing stuff. And Layla is coming to our neck of the woods in Baltimore on the 23rd. She's going to be part of this brand new venue. Oh, we're so happy about that. Baltimore Sound Stage. And you can go to baltimoresoundstage.com to find out what's happening there. Also go to Layla Hathaway. Just Waiting in the Wings, her new CD, and I'm praying really hard. I know this is maybe not right for me to say, but I hope that she delves more into the jazz side of things. And I know that she wants to honor Dad, the master, Donny Hathaway, so much. And I want her to get acceptance as much as possible, but I just love her work when she's into that groove of a gospel jazz or a jazz groove. You know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying. Layla Hathaway, Isaac Parham, generous, fabulous, inspiring, mentored a few musicians in this region, and he's one of the best still. Isaac Parham with his take of a Yolanda Adams song, which was just absolutely delicious, just delicious to hear. You know, you need to hear these songs every once in a while, actually, in my case, every day, just to get yourself going. And I'm going, all right, in a couple of minutes, and I sure hope that's the case. I don't see him checking in yet, but we're going to play something from our guest, Wallace Roney, from If Only for One Night. This is Only With You on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Such a pleasure to play this. Check it out. Something newer, something older. Yeah. Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy.
Thank you.
So nice. Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy with the classic Blue and Green, done this time around by Wallace Roney. We have not heard from Wallace, and I'll tell you what we're going to do. Usually this will be the case, and we'll just make it the first rule, since I never had to experience this before on this particular show. On Cool Jazz Conversations, we have had to. But not on this particular show. We'll play another song, and we'll pretty much know if Wallace is going to check in or not. And sorry for the inconvenience, because I see a lot of folks have logged into our chat room, and we'll just we'll see. We'll 7 minutes more will make the difference, whether we know that Wallace is going to be here or not. So we're going to dip back into, If Only for One Night. This is a real sweet take on a song that's going to be familiar to you. Let's wait a while. Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Thank you. Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy, and it's interesting to note the origins of the song. The origins of the song did not start with Janet Jackson, Let's Wait a While. Actually, no, the origin started with Daisy Jane by America some years ago. And the folks who put together Let's Wait a While borrowed heavily from that tune, and then Wallace Roney did a real sweet arrangement of that particular song from If Only for One Night. Now, it looks as though we are not going to be hearing from Mr. Roney, and that's okay. This is the first time it's happened on this show, but I am so used to this from Cool Jazz Conversations because we've had a few people who have done the same thing. It's okay. Things come up, you know, life happens. What can you say? The good news is that tomorrow there's going to be another show, and we're doing something special on Friday because Carmen Sousa is going to be in the area, and found out about this a few days ago, wanted to do something special so that you would hear what this incredible Portuguese-born, Cape Verdean-influenced lady, because that's her heritage, sounds like. It's just so different. It's this combination of folklore and jazz and the sultry influences that pave the way for who she is. She is just a breath of fresh air. She's going to be in D.C. early next week, so we want to make sure that we make way for Carmen. And we'll get to the bottom of the story today. No sweat. Life rolls on. Hope you enjoyed what you heard. Daoud Saeed in the background there with his outro music that he custom made. Thank you so much, Daoud. You have a wonderful day. Enjoy the sunshine. Enjoy the nighttime if that's the case. And we'll see you tomorrow for a special edition of Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. We're booked for the next couple of weeks. Get ready for what's to come. It's going to be awesome. Thank you so much for being there.